Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for September 20th, 2021. Many are trying to get religious exemptions from the vaccine right now, but religious leaders are saying, "We don't agree with you." Leaders of the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America said there's no exemption for them for religious reasons. The Evangelical Lutheran Church said there's no evident basis for religious exemption. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York said any priest issuing an exemption letter would be acting in contradiction to statements from the Pope. The influential, politically involved Reverend Robert Jeffries of First Baptist Megachurch in Dallas said they are not encouraging members to seek religious exemptions because there's no credible religious argument against the vaccines. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints also doesn't provide religious exemptions for its members. Some good news around hospitalizations in some areas. The LA County Department of Public Health said they had a decrease of close to 100 people from last week's hospitalization number. And in Florida, they had 417 fewer patients from Saturday to Sunday. COVID patients are occupying 15.9% of inpatient beds. A startling statistic out of Alabama, the state had more people die last year during the onset of the pandemic than were born. That means 2020 will be the first year in the history of the state with more deaths than births. They really aren't talked about much, the sufferers of long COVID. A study published in the CDC Mortality and Morbidity Weekly Report showed about a third of COVID survivors still had health problems 2 months later. Long COVID can encompass a wide variety of symptoms, and there's not enough research on who might be more likely to suffer from it. Comedian Chris Rock announced he tested positive for COVID-19. The 56-year-old, who was vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, wrote, "Trust me, you don't want this." In the United States, cases were down 8%, deaths are up 29%, and hospitalizations are down 8% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since September 13th. There are 9,705,031 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the five states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations over 14 days are Vermont and Montana, up 38%, Idaho and Ohio, 33%, and West Virginia, 31%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Knox, Kentucky; Russell, Kentucky; Scott, Tennessee; Andrews, Texas; Rockcastle, Kentucky; Lewis, West Virginia; Powell, Kentucky; Perry, Kentucky; Whitley, Kentucky; and Lincoln, Montana. There have been at least 673,763 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 68.8%, Connecticut at 67.5%, and Maine at 67.2%. The bottom three vaccinating states are West Virginia, again unchanged at 40%, Wyoming at 40.4%, and Idaho at 40.5%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 54.2%. The five countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people: India up 4%, Kosovo 3%, Australia 2%, and Argentina and Oceania 1%. Globally, cases were down 14% and deaths were down 10% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since August 27th. There are 18,674,573 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 32,731, India, 30,809, the UK, 29,612, Turkey, 26,398, and Russia, 20,174. There have now been at least 4,691,081 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.